Hits of today, classics of yesterday, only on Vectis Radio, now on DAB.
We got a special guest in the studio this lunchtime. We're going to talk about an array of subjects, but first of all, we got to welcome Hannah, and I remember your name this time.
Not Donut.
Not Donut, no.
Dunford.
Oh, right, it's left a mark, hasn't it?
It has, so it has.
Normally comes in from Wessex Cancer Support.
Yes.
But today you're representing something else.
Yes, so I'm here to talk about Trinity Theatre in Cowes.
Now, I guessed it was Cowes.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, and then I thought, hang on a minute, is that the same one that somebody from Vectis Radio volunteers at as well? And it
mm-hmm.
was.
Yeah.
So why are we talking about Trinity Theatre?
So Trinity Theatre, or otherwise known as Cowes Amateur Operatic Dramatic Society. So we've been around since 1897. And
you haven't.
I haven't. No.
We'll make that clear.
I'm not a Time Lord.
Yeah.
So basically, it all came about from a lovely gesture of goodwill. So in 1897, St Mary's Church in Cowes needed a lot of work doing to its foundations. So a concert was arranged to raise the money. And from that, the Dramatic Society was formed. So they started in this sort of beautiful way of raising money, you know, for another loved local premises. And since then, they've been putting on plays, musicals, pantomimes. And in 1983, the Society purchased Trinity Hall, which is now Trinity Theatre, which has its own unique long history. It has ghosts, you know, it has wartime history. It's played a huge role in Cowes, and unfortunately it's a little known theatre, really. Like, we're sort of tucked away just off Bath Road, but you walk in there and it's beautiful proscenium arch theatre, you know, the red curtains, the red velvet seating. It's really quite something, but it's quite intimate as well. It holds about 200 people, so it's not the biggest theatre, but it does pack a punch. And we've got quite an exciting production coming up, so that's what I would really love to talk about.
Wow. Let's talk about NMO, but let's just revisit some of the history here, because I just think that's an amazing thing. And what a lovely heart you have, because you not only do that and volunteer for them, you also do, you know, obviously your other hat is Wessex Cancer Support. You do other things where you go out and sing and you raise money for charity. You did it for us as well.
Yeah.
So that's a lovely thing.
Oh, thank
it really
you.
Is. But this theatre that is quite old does it need restoration? Is it okay?
Yes, it does. So things have sort of come full circle. You know, we were set up to help raise money, and now we need some money. So we have a roof restoration fund currently ongoing. Our roof is in desperate need of replacing, and we have raised quite a nice amount so far, but we need to raise more. Because the long and short of it is, if we can't replace our roof, there's going to come a point where the building can't operate. And that would be really, really sad, not just for, you know, this is a completely volunteer run entity, from the maintenance team, our Wednesday workers, the front of house, the bar staff, the actors, the directors, producers, musical directors, the committee, our president. They're all volunteers. No one gets paid for doing any of this. And to lose something that so many people use for whatever reason, whether they enjoy watching theatre or it gives them a sense of community, it would be a huge shame.
So how much do you need?
Well, do you know what? Embarrassingly, off the top of my head, I can't tell you how much. We have raised over 50,000 so far, but the price of the roof is looking to be between 80 and 100,000.
Right.
So we are, you know, we would love to get to that minimum of 80K. So that's what we're aiming for at the moment. So I did know. I said
you did know. You did know.
I doubted myself.
Just an idea. You know, if there was let's put a shout out to all of those builders, roofers, because there are lots of people.
Yeah.
And some of them have got good hearts as well.
Yeah.
Maybe they could get involved. Maybe they could support and so on. Is there any mileage in the idea of that somebody does a lot of work for you at a reduced rate, so you get it done quicker, and you don't have to put quite so much money into it.
Yeah.
And then the theatre is sponsored by them.
Absolutely. And what we could do in response to that is have, you know, advertise their business, their services in all of the programs for, you know, the shows that Brilliant. That year. And we also, when the shows are on, we have a screen that runs before the show, so we could advertise their business on there. You know, we can send out their details to all of our subscribers. So there are things we can do, you know, in return for any help, Fabulous. Basically.
Fabulous. So what's coming up?
So we have got, for me, this is really exciting. I love this place. So we have got Heinrich Ibsen's Hedda Gabler coming up. Now, it is the anniversary of Ibsen's death, so it's quite a special one. But Hedda Gabler is about this force of nature woman who gets herself into quite a situation through her own manipulation. So she marries for society. She marries for appearance, but she soon becomes quite unhappy in that marriage. And then sort of a blast from the past sort of love comes back into her life. And then she creates this web of manipulation, and it all sort of comes back around to her. And it's whether or not Hedda can, you know, deal with the storm she's created. And I won't go into too much about how it's being set, because that would just ruin it. But this is quite a unique interpretation. And our director, Amanda, she's an award-winning director. She has done an Ibsen before, which won some awards at NODA, which is sort of the national award-giving body for amateur dramatics. She's brilliant. And the cast, they're an amazing cast. Not only have they sort of taken their roles on brilliantly, but they've really done deep dives into their characters, which is so refreshing to see. So the whole thing is like a recipe for an amazing production, and I just want as many people out there to know about it. You hear things like, oh, and Ibsen, and people, drama, but actually, when these things are done right, they're so impactful and they're so brilliant. And our cast works so tirelessly, you know, our director works so tirelessly. People come to see a show and they just see the finished product. They don't see the months and months of work that go into it. And that's true of all the theatres on the island. There are teams of people working so hard to bring something they're so passionate about to people. So we want to fill that theatre as much as possible. And the more people that come through that door, the more people that buy drinks at the bar, it's a very reasonably priced bar. You know, the more people that buy programmes or buy advertising in our programmes, that all goes towards keeping that building running and open. So,
and it can continue and yeah, entertain absolutely. People right on your doorstep, so you don't have to go to the mainland.
Exactly. And you know, we also run things like, we have a youth theatre that meet every week, and you know, you see these young people going, you know, from strength to strength and ending up in the plays themselves or like the pantomimes. And it would, like I said, it would just be such a shame to lose
it's
everything.
Not just a theatre, is it? I mean, when you look at it that way, it's not just a theatre.
No.
It's, if you're talking about youth groups, if you're talking about people that want to do acting, and that's it's a start for them. It's
where I started.
Right, okay.
You know, I was doing pantomimes there when I was sort of, you know, in school. And that's why I have a soft spot for Trinity, because, you know, it really helped me with my confidence. You know, and getting out on a stage. So,
come on, who were you in a pantomime?
I played Cinderella. Then I played Maid Marian, and then my favourite role, and to this day, bearing in mind this was 2009, but my most favourite role I have ever played, and I still remember to this day, I got to play Calamity Jane at Trinity Theatre when I was 19 years old, and honestly, it's still. Just completely blows out of the water anything else I've ever done. No offence to anyone else.
That should be a plaque in the theatre.
Yeah.
Hannah
was.
There's lots of questions I've got to ask you. First of all, this lady that's a force of nature.
Yes.
On stage.
Yeah.
Didn't want to come in and do radio.
Well, I don't know if the cast didn't want to, but the director certainly wasn't keen on.
they were keen on you coming in and doing it, which is fine.
Yeah.
The other things are, the important things are, when, where, how many nights are they doing it?
So it's going to be performed between the 25th and the 28th of June. You can book tickets at our website, which is trinitytheatrecows.org, or you can, of course, get in touch with us on Facebook, again, Trinity Theatre. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then get down there, because not only are you going to see a great show, you're going to have a great atmosphere, because I'm sure it is as well.
It is.
And you're going to be supporting something that is going to be supporting others for many years to come.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if that's not there, how do people do what they want to do?
Exactly.
And I say that's the way of looking at it, but you're going to be entertained.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, like I said, Amanda, who's directing it, she's an award-winning director. She really knows her stuff when it comes to bringing the best out of a script and actors. And I have to say, the cast are just, yeah, they're phenomenal. They really are doing a top tip. No, they're doing a tickety-boo job. There we go.
A tickety-boo job. All right. So I have to say that I've never actually been to the Trinity Theatre before in my life. And I know that you're telling me off, and it's quite right too. But I'm now thinking about it. So, you know, I'm sure the wife is listening. And I'm sure that when I get home, she'll give me a nudge and say, come on, let's go down and watch it.
And
support.
You know, if anyone is interested in coming on board, this Friday we actually have our read-through for this year's pantomime. Now, you don't have to come to the read-through if you still want to be involved, but it's just like an informal way of like getting to know the script, getting to know maybe some of the other people. You don't have to be a member to come along. And I'm quite excited about this year's panto, because it's The Princess and the Pea, which is always one of my favourite stories, but always gets overlooked when it comes to pantomime. So, yeah, if anyone would like to get involved, there's plenty of, you know, solo roles, ensemble roles, goodies, baddies, you know, all of those things. So,
can I say, you wouldn't have got this, listener, but the animated when you mentioned that it came out. Are you up for any part?
I would love to, but I'm going to be at Butlin's when the performances are on. So.
Okay.
Yeah, sadly not. Maybe next year.
I've not heard that excuse before.
I know.
Maybe
next year. Yeah, I'm going to be with Billy Bear.
How many years have you been volunteering for?
Do you know what? I actually only came back to Trinity Theatre last year. There was a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, and I was approached to play Hermia, and it was a role I'd done twice before, so I was quite convinced I could learn the lines. And do you know what? It was the first time I had done any acting in a long time, and I fell back in love with it. But as with a lot of things, being able to commit to rehearsals with a four-year-old and, you know, everything else became quite tricky.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do something for the theatre. I wanted to support them in some way. So I had a chat with some of the committee members, Amanda and Dinah, and they asked if I would come and help with some of their publicity and social media. So it's been really lovely being able to help, but also then being able to manage that around everything else.
Do you know what I see in the future?
Oh no.
We had a conversation outside in the green room, and you were saying, you were talking about your daughter, and you were saying, should we do Cubs or I just see you in the future doing acting and going off and being like, you know, mother and daughter.
Yes.
She'll get a part, you get a part, and you'll be in that. And I think that would be lovely. That will.
Duo.
Yeah, and then there's the next progressive thing, isn't it? I think that's a lovely thing.
Aww.
I really do. What's the website again?
It's www.trinitytheatrecows.org.
And all the details are also on your Facebook page as well, which you're running now.
Yes.
So it's, you know, you're going to be creating a bit of a buzz with that as well.
I hope
and the
so.
Dates again are.
It's between the 25th and the 28th of June.
Right, so book your tickets,
please,
and go and see it. And you're supporting and seeing something fantastic right before your very eyes. You don't have to go to the mainland.
No.
So it's right here in Cowes. Good luck with that.
Thank
before you.
You
go, you've got to give us an update on Wessex Cancer Support, the Dragon Race. How's it all going?
Oh, yeah, we're still looking for more teams. So if you want to get on board and come and, you know, knock WH Brading off their winning spot, please do sign up. Again, you can find all of those details at our website, wessexcancer.org.uk, or just come in and have a chat.
Fantastic.
We're on Lugley Street, so.
Fabulous. Thank you for coming in. We'll see you next month when you come in.
End of this month.
End of this?
Yeah.
Crikey, yeah, this is just zooming by, isn't
Got
it?
Got lots to update you on.
Oh, good. Well, we'll wait for that. You're back to work now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have it's not raining, so you're
no,
lucky.
No, it's not, so I can run back round.
All right, lovely to see you. Take care.
Thank you.